The Senate Armed Services Committee is considering whether a four-star Air Force general should be the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. That's the second highest-ranking officer in the military. But General John Hyden faces allegations of sexual assault from a former top aide. He denied the accusations under oath. The officer who made them, Army Colonel Catherine Speltozer, sat at the back of the room. She was not invited to speak. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Right from the start of today's hearing on whether General Hyden should be promoted to the Pentagon's second highest uniform post, James Inhofe, the Republican who chairs the Armed Services Panel, made clear he'd already made up his mind.
This committee will not act on unproven allegations, allegations that do not withstand the close scrutiny of the committee's process.
Inhofe scornfully referred to reports of the allegations against Hyden being, as he put it, bandied about in the press with little regard to the truth. Next up was former Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who oversaw an internal investigation of the charges against Hyden before she left the Pentagon.
I believe the Senate will come to the same conclusion I did. General Hyden was falsely accused.
Wilson implied Hyden's accuser, who's a combat veteran, was delusional.
I accept that it is entirely possible that his accuser is a wounded soldier who believes what she is saying is true, even if it's not.
Then it was General Hyden's turn to testify. First, though, he introduced Laura, his wife of nearly 32 years.
She is an amazing woman, the best person I know.
As for the charges against him, Hyden categorically denied them.
It has been a painful time for me and my family. But I want to state to you and to the American people in the strongest possible terms that these allegations are false.
Those claims of innocence were contradicted by Hyden's accuser, who went public last week and was at the hearing. When it was over, Army Colonel Catherine Speltozer told reporters,
"Everything that I stated in that investigation was in fact corroborated, less the specific sex acts, which there were only two people. And I stated up front, this will be a classic he said, she said, unless you get some additional stuff. Everything I said that would be corroborated was."
Republicans on the panel mostly sided with the accused general. They cited the Air Force investigation that cleared him after scores of interviews and reviews of some 200,000 emails, as well as travel records. Arizona's Martha McSally, a former fighter jet pilot who revealed in March that she'd been raped by a senior officer, is one of those Republicans.
This wasn't just a jump ball. Not a he said, she said. Not a situation where we just couldn't prove what allegedly happened.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley asked Hyden directly about a New York Times report last week that said,
"You came to her room and sexually assaulted her. On that specific allegation, December 2nd, 2017, did that incident happen, General?"
That never happen.
Did you go to her room that night?
I've never been to her room since.
Iowa Republican Joni Ernst did not sound as if she'd been won over.
"The facts have left me with concerns regarding your judgment, leadership, and fitness to serve as the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff."
And like some other Democrats on the panel, Hawaii's Mazie Hirono was not willing to exonerate Hyden.
"The allegations against you are serious. And while we have not been presented with any corroborating evidence, the lack of it does not necessarily mean that the accusations are untrue."
Hirono said later that Hyden left so many questions unanswered, no vote should be held on his nomination this week. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.